You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some IPO-related news. Bharat Highways InvIT IPO opens for subscription today, Wednesday, February 28th, and will close on Friday, March 1st. Bharat Highways InvIT IPO raised ₹825.97 crore from anchor investors on Tuesday, February 27th. The company notified the exchanges that it allocated 8,25,97,350 equity shares at ₹100 apiece. Bharat Highways InvIT IPO price band has been set in the range of ₹98 to ₹100 per equity share. Bharat Highways InvIT IPO lot size is 150 equity shares and in multiples of 150 equity shares thereafter. Bharat Highways InvIT IPO has reserved not more than 75% of the offer size of the shares in the public issue for QIB and not less than 25% of the net issue for NII. Over to market. In today's early morning trade, shares of Patanjali Foods witnessed a 4.13% dip, reaching ₹1,555 apiece. This decline follows the Supreme Court's issuance of a contempt notice to Patanjali Ayurved and its managing director, Acharya Balakrishna. The notice was served for allegedly reneging on their commitment to refrain from making misleading claims in advertisements for their medicines. The Apex Court also imposed restrictions on Patanjali, prohibiting the promotion of products that claim to cure diseases like heart ailments and asthma. The decisions came in response to evidence presented by the IMA, which included a Patanjali advertisement in the Hindu newspaper and statements made during a press conference, where the company asserted to have completely cured sugar and asthma through yoga. Meanwhile, shares of Vodafone Idea fell 10% to hit a lower circuit of ₹14.30 after the company's board approved raising ₹45,000 crore through a combination of debt and equity. On February 27th, the company's board approved to raise funds through equity and equity-linked instruments up to ₹20,000. Further, the company is also mulling to raise ₹25,000 crore through debt, which will aggregate to a total of ₹45,000 crore. Vodafone Idea, in an exchange filing on February 27th, said, quote, "The equity and debt fundraising will enable the company to make investments towards significant expansion of 4G coverage, 5G network rollout, and capacity expansion. These investments will enable the company to improve its competitive positioning." Unquote. In some more market news, Reliance Capital will delist from the exchanges. This is after the UK-based Hindujas got the NCLT nod for the resolution plan to revive Reliance Capital, and the details of the plan were made public in an exchange filing. This means that IIHL will be the sole shareholder of the bankrupt company, and other shareholders won't get compensated for their holdings as they will get cancelled after NCLT's order. The liquidation value of the equity shareholder of RCL is nil, and hence, equity shareholders will not be entitled to receive any payment and no offer will be made to any shareholder of RCL. The remaining admitted claims of financial creditors shall be converted to equity shares of the corporate debtor at par. Moving on, Malabar Gold and Diamonds announced that it is set to open 10 new stores and aims to reach 350 stores by the month of March. The new store openings in India include Latur, Satara and Nagpur in Maharashtra, Kolar and Whitefield in Karnataka, Jaipur in Rajasthan, Chandni Chowk in Delhi, Vanasthalipuram in Andhra Pradesh, Patiala in Punjab and Puducherry. This marks the first entry of Malabar Gold and Diamonds into Rajasthan and Puducherry, expanding the brand's presence in these states. Malabar Gold and Diamonds is furthering its international expansion by opening new stores in countries such as New Zealand, Egypt, Turkey and South Africa, in addition to the countries where it currently operates. Next up, industry. Apparel exporters body, AEPC, on Wednesday said the industry is working on sustainability production practices as it would help enhance the competitiveness of the sector in the international market. Apparel Export Promotion Council Chairman Sudhir Sekri said the mantra given by PM Narendra Modi to boost textiles exports through 5F, farm to fiber, fiber to factory, factory to fashion, fashion to foreign, will energize the textiles export sector. Mitileshwar Thakur, Secretary General AEPC, said many global organizations and international trade bodies are partnering with Bharat Text 2024 to facilitate discussion and deliberations on issues like global trends in textiles and apparel, sustainability, circularity, traceability, innovation, and green financing. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended lower on February 28th with Nifty below 22,000 amid selling across the sectors. Biggest losers on the Nifty included Power Grid Corporation, Apollo Hospitals, Eicher Motors, Maruti Suzuki and IndusInd Bank, while gainers were HUL, Infosys, TCS and Bharti Airtel. All the sectoral indices ended in the red, with auto, oil and gas, power and realty down 2% each. BSE Midcap and Small Cap indices fell 2% each. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.